Do I want? No! No! Am I gonna walk around and rip your fucking lights down? Ah, da-da-da-da, like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you? What don't you fucking understand? Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Thank you. things, service and convenience.
It's just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line or this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Whoa, here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
Welcome to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and syndicated coast to coast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. That was Pigmeat Markham, Here Come the Judge, song made famous on Laugh-In and a hit single to boot. Before that, we heard Cat Scratch Fever by the Moog Cookbook, a more recent weird cover than you would usually hear on this podcast. We started off the show, yes, with Christian Bale cussing, but the song that started the show was from the soundtrack to a Mondo movie called Women of the World, composed by Riz Ortolani, a man who specialized in Mondo movies at the start of his career, like the most famous Mondo Connie, and did this film, Women of the World, which is not a feminist picture, as you might guess, actually a rather sexist film looking at pinup girls around the world, and seems appropriate since I'm a sexist man. As the back cover liner notes describe Women of the World, it features starlets and streetwalkers, beauties and bank presidents, hussies and heroines, and warriors and worriers off the Decca soundtrack LP.
your team bigger.
one-day sale.
Thank you.
You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, the Generation Exploitation Podcast, and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. Today we're listening to more selections from my record collection that do not necessarily have anything to do with comedy, but that's quite all right. That track we just heard by the sometimes instrumental surf group The Astronauts, more often than not a vocal pop group from the 60s, unfortunately. That track is called Snap It. It is off a soundtrack to another drive-in movie, this one called Wild on the Beach, released on RCA Victor Records. And this movie, this excuse for a movie, featured several rock stars of the era, Jackie and Gale, Sonny and Cher in their film debut, The Astronauts, and Sandy Nelson all appeared in Wild on the Beach. Before that, we heard a selection from another soundtrack, this one on Decca Records called Wild Wild Winter, a beach movie, despite the fact that it is called Wild Wild Winter, featuring Jay and the Americans, the Bo Brummels, the Astronauts as well, Dick and Dee Dee, and Jackie and Gale again. And the track we listened to was simply the main title, written by Chester Pipkin. The instrumental credits roll. Before that, we heard a track by Nick Bennett and his orchestra, an instrumental track from a drive-in movie called Out of Sight, another rock and roll beach-style drive-in movie. This one, again, featured the Astronauts. Also, the Knickerbockers, Gary Lewis and the Playboy, the Turtles, Freddy and the Dreamers, Dobie Gray, and a bunch of others. But we listened to the intro track. That one also released on Decca Records. Before that, we heard two instrumental songs from a movie called The Wild Eye, another Italian Mondo movie, much like Women of the World. Wild Eye featured music by a guy named Gianni Marchetti. And we listened to two songs, one called Nights in Saigon, the other one called Bali Street. I've never seen The Wild Eye, although I've heard it is smashing. Before that series of soundtrack tracks, we listened to a rock and roll song called Time Won't Let Me by The Outsiders, probably their biggest hit, that off their LP on Capitol Records, The Outsiders' Time Won't Let Me. Yes, the title track is what we heard. Before that, we heard a hall-ass Neil Hefti song called The Mephista, which we played on here a few weeks ago, but I'm playing it again because I found a better quality version. The Mephista off the album Batman and Other Action Themes by Neil Hefti. And before the Mephista, we heard Run Spy Run by Billy Strange, a little bit of audio problem in which the stereo track was playing in mono, and I apologize, I can't fix it, but it still kicked ass even with part of the instrumentation missing. Run Spy Run by Billy Strange.
plenty of free parking.
A year ago today, I felt like dying. As unloved and unwanted as a heart could be. But time has a way of changing yesterday. Now the hurting's all over me. Yes, the hurting's all over my body. It started in my to do, and my eyes ache for
I'm going down the Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is close. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. Road truck roll, take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck roll, I wanna see my baby, road truck roll me on home. One of these days I'm gonna quit this old road. When I've saved enough money, gonna buy me a place back home and live a little, just me and my kids and my honey. Mama said little Danny's not doing too good in school. Said he keeps talking about his dad that he hardly knows. Teacher said he just sits at his desk and draws pictures of trucks. I guess I know what that means and what it shows. Well, I'm not home 3 months out of the year, and here lately it's showing on me too. I saw a lot of country at first and I liked it then, but anymore there's just none of it new. Oh, what a long old haul this one's been. I've had rain most of the way and now it's beginning to pour. It sure looks cold, that wind blowing up through that canyon. But I gotta keep my spirits up, so I guess I'll sing a little more. I'm going down Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. Road truck roll, take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck roll, I wanna see my baby, road truck roll me on home. Road truck roll me on.
are still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. A set of country and western music for you there. That's Jan Howard, the lovely voice of Jan Howard, and the name of her song, The One You Slip Around With. I'm assuming they named it that because they weren't actually allowed at that time in history to say a phrase like the one you sleep around with, but obviously that's the connotation meant there. This is off an LP called Release Me, the best of Dolly Parton, Dottie West, Jan Howard, and June Stearns, a compilation of Starday's female roster in the early 1960s. Excellent album. Before that, we heard another Starday LP and a track called Steel Drive by a steel guitar player named Jimmy Day. And before that, it was Roll Truck Roll by legendary trucker, musician, singer from Bakersfield, California, Red Simpson. Before that, another instrumental steel song called Wired for Sound by Dick Stubbs, another steel guitar player. And before him, it was Connie Smith, The Hurtin's All Over. And before that, another steel guitar track called Station Break by Herbie Remington. And all three of those steel guitar tracks were all off the same Starday LP called Nashville Steel, which is a fantastic compilation. And in my opinion, Starday Records, the greatest of all country and western music labels ever. Everything they put out was excellent. Before we went off on this country music set, we listened to the theme song by Gumby, which was an appropriate lead into the steel guitar set because the Gumby theme song was actually an early composition by a guy named Sneaky Pete Kleinlow, who you know best as the steel guitar player on or in the Flying Burrito Brothers. Before Gumby, we listened to the theme song from a Peter Sellers movie called After the Fox, a largely panned film from 1967, After the Fox, but the theme song was performed by the Hollies with the voice of Peter Sellers. That's off the soundtrack LP. Before After the Fox, it was the theme song from television's Laugh-In, an instrumental ditty, and we started off the whole set of music with a great garage rock song by Vancouver's legendary garage rockers, the Northwest Company, and their track Gotta Get Away From It All.
now? Am I gonna walk around and rip your fucking lights down?
That's all, folks. There ain't no more.